Happy Saturday morning and welcome to the Mr. Sal's Podcast and At Season 5, Episode 18, the week that was for December 11th, 2023. As always, thank you to my daughter for the intro music. Welcome back to our usual Saturday morning time slot for the 2023-2024 school year. You hear Charlie's collar jingling in the background here. In this episode, we're going to review the week that was for December 11th, 2023. We're going to tell a dad joke, preview the upcoming week, possibly talk about, well, read a student email. That will lead us to an optional enrichment assignment. Talk about all of this and maybe more, maybe less in this week's top-rated and award-winning Somewhere on the Internet episode of Mr. Sal's Podcast and That. We'll be right back after this brief musical interlude. This podcast with student email of the week, and it comes from name and period withheld due to student confidentiality. It says, Sal, are you giving us assignments over winter break? Well, name and period withheld due to student confidentiality. There will be no mandatory assignments over break, that I assure you. It's set up, we're going to do some stuff, and I'll get into next week's preview. I'll explain what's going on next week. There will, however, be one last optional enrichment assignment that you can do over break. It's kind of easier to do over break than it is other places at other times. I will explain that later in this podcast. So there is no mandatory assignments over break. I'm not going to do that to you guys. So as I scroll through this podcast, I'm looking here at the recording. I'm working on dual screens. It's been a while since I've done this, working on the computer using Soundtrap as the recording device. We're going to jump into the week in review. And as usual, we are going to combine US 2 and Honors US 2 reviews together today. We started the week off last week, wrapping up World War II. Monday and Tuesday, we discussed the events of 1945 in Europe with Hitler's suicide. We talked about Churchill losing the election. We had the Yalta Conference. We had the Potsdam Conference. The ultimatums given to Japan at those conferences. FDR dying. We talked about the big three, United States, Great Britain, Soviet Union. How some of the leaders changed and some of the leaders didn't. Talked about all that. Hitler dying, Germany surrendering, which led us to VE Day. And then we went on to the Pacific. We talked about the troops and their heroic efforts at Iwo Jima and Okinawa and how those battles kind of led into, you know what, we maybe have to use the atomic bombs. They were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Showed you a newsreel that was showing the U.S. citizens introducing the atomic bombs. And how scared to live in daylights out of everybody, because you go from needing hundreds, if not thousands, of planes and thousands, tens of thousands, if not millions of bombs to level huge swaths of a country to just one plane, one bomb. So we talked about that, wrap things up nice and neatly. And then we had review games. I posted a bunch in Schoology you could do. I gave you a bunch of paper reviews that were optional for you guys to work on. Those of you that worked on them, we went over them in class. The rest of you had open study time to go over things, look through your notebooks, ask questions. I had students come in during the periods I have to help work with students. I had students coming in during homeroom to study for the test. Wednesday was a review day, and we had more kids come in. Hold on a second here. And that led us to Thursday, which was the assessment. I moved it to Thursday because Miss D was supposed to have a test on Friday, and a number of you asked, hey, can we have the test on the day that isn't for her? that she ended up moving her test back. We kept our test on Thursday. Wednesday was a big review day. Thursday was the assessment. Then Friday we did an ed puzzle on the USS Indianapolis, which was the American naval ship that delivered the atomic bombs to the island where they could put it together, fly it, and drop it on Japan. On the way back from delivering the atomic bomb, it was sunk by a Japanese submarine, and it was so secret a mission, nobody knew the ship had sunk, nobody knew the ship was out. It took a while, but they just happened, a float plane or a plane flew over, saw the wreckage, and radioed for help. And many of the men were attacked by sharks and killed by sharks. It was one of the worst shark attacks thought to be in the history of mankind. Craziness. So, we talked about that. That was Friday. And for most classes, that will be due on Monday. That ed puzzle assignment, you time to work in that in class. As always, I also send out emails to students who will work for this 9 weeks. The last day to turn in work that is due is this Monday, December 18th, 2023. That is what we worked on this week. I will be right back. We're going to take a brief musical break. And then I will return. Excuse me, I don't have a cough button on this. Family Traditions Optional Enrichment Assignment. Over the holidays, if you would like to interview some family and friends, either audio or audio and video, talk with family members, with their permission, of course, discuss how things your family does over the various holiday seasons. Many people do unique things, have different foods that they make, different activities they do over the holidays. It doesn't have to be winter holidays, it could be any holiday, but a lot of times, because we have a longer break, this is the longest break we'll have throughout the year, except for summer, people get together with family and talk about things. So you can do this. I have a series of questions you can use. They're posted online. You can make up your own questions. See me if you're interested, and I will help you with this optional enrichment assignment. It's a great way to log your family traditions and talk about those. They're great traditions, types of food people eat, things of that nature. So check that out. If you're interested, see me. I will help you set it up. It's a great one. We've done it in the past. Kids have liked doing it. Now we're going to go back to our regularly scheduled podcast. And that brings us to your favorite part of the podcast and mine, the Dad Joke of the Week. This week's Dad Joke of the Week is courtesy of thepioneerwoman.com. Did you hear about the guy who invented lifesavers? They say he made a mint. Get it? Made a mint? Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody. Appreciate the love. Jumping into next week's preview. All classes have their ed puzzle due before the beginning of class, with the exception of period 8. We had a fire drill on Friday to start a class, so you guys didn't have the entire period to work on it. Your ed puzzle will be due by the end of class, but I want to talk about it during class. A lot of you got it turned in, and points are already in. Tuesday, I will not be in school, but you're going to work on an ed puzzle on Operation Unthinkable. tests should be graded by the end of the day Monday, have some scores in. That was from Thursday. So that's a lot going on. What's up, New Brighton? You guys are working on the next episode. We're going to jump into school announcements. Check out the What's Up, New Brighton Internet Show. It's informative. It's fun. It's student-run. We have our club meetings the third Tuesday of each month. I'm going to try and move our club meeting this month because I will not be here on the third Tuesday. We also have a TikTok channel. Check out the content coming out there. Once again, we keep talking about ebooks. The school library has ebooks you can take out all the time. See Ms. Berger or myself for details. Look at the college visits coming to the high school. The trade schools, tech schools, colleges. That's part of your graduation requirement. See outside of guidance and in the back room of back wall of my room and out in the hallway outside of my room for a list of colleges and technical schools coming to New Brighton. The 12 Days of Christmas dress up, dress down was once again happening. Check out the themes. They're posted all over the school. And that is that. We do have a Anything Goes activity going on Thursday. It's the early release. So we'll have that going on. More details will follow as the week goes on. I'm going to get ready to end this podcast. I want to mention several things. The first is the ideas, jokes, and comments on this podcast are my own and not those of any other entity or organization. As Charlie yawns, you can hear her kind of yawn and whine. If you get mad at something, don't blame anyone else. Send me some constructive criticism if you like what you hear. Let me know that too. Second is, I mentioned a number of organizations and websites that do a lot of good for others. The first is PAECT, the Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PAECT.org to see what's going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania, the United States, the globe, and one day the universe. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen the use of best practices in educational technology today. Speaking of PAACT, check out the PAACT Pod, a live stream and podcast where we discuss current events going on in PAACT, interview interesting guests, and share best practices and tech tools to use in an educational setting. The PAACT Pod can be found on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music, and anywhere else you find great podcasts. PAACT, we are the voice of EdTech in Pennsylvania and beyond. Another is 211.org. You can dial 211 from any phone or go to 211.org on any internet-connected device to find local social services in your area of the United States and most of Canada. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. Once again, that is 211.org or 211 on your phone. And we have for travelers the website 511PA.com. It's also an app, 511PA. Or just dial 511 on your phone, and you will come across the driving conditions across the state. Wintertime, the location of PennDOT snowplows. They have live traffic cams on, where are they? The state highways and interstates. They have construction and road closures listed. Check out the website, 511PA.com, or 511PA app, or 511 on your phone to get this important resource for travelers. That wraps everything up for this week. Have a great rest of your weekend. I have some editing to do on the back end, then I will publish this and send out the message through Schoology. Have a great rest of your weekend, everybody. Steeler game later today. Hopefully they do well. Have a good one, and I will see Yin's guys Monday.